e-cigarettes have blazed onto the scene recently, and they've become a big hit. They work by using a heating element to boil or vaporise a nicotine-rich mixture that's then inhaled. An added facet is that there are literally thousands of flavours, which are made by adding scent chemicals to the mixture. Why is it, though, Harvard's Joe Allen is wondering, that some of these flavour chemicals are turning up in e-cigarettes but have already been linked to serious lung diseases?
For over a decade, we've known about severe lung disease associated with inhaling flavoring chemicals because of workers in the popcorn packaging industry who many of whom developed severe and irreversible lung disease after inhaling these flavoring chemicals. So our interest in this topic came from knowing this history of occupational disease for workers in the popcorn industry, and then learning that there are over 7,000 flavors of e-cigarettes available to consumers. And we thought, and turns out correctly, that these flavored e-cigarettes would have a lot of the same chemicals that were of concern from the workers over 10 years ago.
Tell us a bit about those workers and how that particular story came to light in the first place and what went wrong for them.
Sure. It was about in May of 2000 in the United States, eight workers who worked at a microwave popcorn processing plant reported to have a severe and irreversible lung disease called bronchiolitis obliterans. It was investigated and determined that this was due to inhaling flavoring chemicals in their workplace. So they would mix up butter flavor for the microwave popcorn product, and then they would inhale the heated flavoring chemicals. The disease became known as popcorn lung because this is where it was first discovered in these workers. And what you have is virtually the same thing happening with flavored e-cigarettes. You have a heating element heating the flavoring chemicals and a consumer inhaling the chemicals.
And more critically, are they the same chemicals that you would find in a popcorn factory?
We found at least one in 92% of the flavored e-cigarettes we looked at. In particular, one of the chemicals that got the most attention is called diacetyl or diacetyl. And we detected diacetyl in over 75% of the flavored e-cigarettes we tested. And this is the chemical that in the United States, the investigating agency said it's highly likely that diacetyl contributed to the occurrence of fixed obstructive lung disease, also known as bronchiolitis obliterans, also known as popcorn lung.
Now, tell us how you did the study, first of all, and then we can look a bit at what these chemicals are doing in these e-cigarettes if they've already got this track record.
Sure. So our study is a very simple design. We tested 51 flavoring chemicals. Remember, there are over 7,000 available. And we set up in my lab a system to mimic smoking or inhalation. So we pull out the chemical just like a user would, and then we capture it on a sampling device, and we analyze it according to standardized methods to look at three different flavoring chemicals. So diacetyl, acetone, and 2,3-pentanedione.
What do they smell like?
Well, so this is what's interesting about the flavoring chemical issue is that we first became aware of this in the popcorn workers, and it was butter flavor. But these flavorings are not limited to just butter. In fact, diacetyl is used in a wide range of flavorings like caramel, butterscotch, pina colada, all sorts of fruit flavors, banana, apple, grape, strawberry. So these flavoring chemicals are widely used to flavor a lot of the food products we consume. And actually, in our study, we found diacetyl and other flavorings in flavored e-cigarettes that we deem are appealing to children, like cupcake and cotton candy flavored e-cigarettes.
I mean, that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it? Whether or not this acts as a gateway into smoking behavior. But when you inhale these flavors from an e-cigarette, I think one critical question is, if you're going to link this to the same sort of lung damage that the popcorn workers got, is there evidence that what's coming out of the vaporizer in an e-cigarette is going to be particles which are the same sort of size, the same chemical characteristic as those popcorn workers would have been breathing in the factory?
Right. So this is one of the follow-up questions that we're starting to look at, and I know others are, but it's the characterization of these at a bit finer scale. So we don't know much at all right now about the hazard associated with these flavored e-cigarettes. And that was one of the goals of our study, is to be sure that when we start talking about e-cigarettes and safety and risk, is that flavoring chemicals are part of that conversation.
To be clear here, you're not saying these chemicals cause this lung disease, but what you are saying is there's very strong evidence from other situations that there is a strong association between exposure to them and getting lung disease. Therefore, it's reasonable to be prudent and say, well, there could be a risk here. We need to do something about this.
That's exactly right, Chris. Right. So this wasn't a study of a health effect. It's simply designed to show that we have the presence of these flavoring chemicals that didn't just cause minor disease. It caused severe and irreversible lung disease in workers. We don't have the same kind of warnings or knowledge reaching consumers of flavored e-cigarettes. Many of these consumers are children, and many of these flavored e-cigarettes that we've shown in our study are even marketed towards kids.
So what would you like to see change?
Well, I think at a minimum, we should be regulating e-cigarettes as carefully as we regulate cigarettes.
Harvard's Joe Allen, and that work was published this week in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives.
Sobering thought, isn't it?